AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The feud between President Trump and Elon Musk appears to be abating. Hi, Panjwani has the latest.
Writing on his social media platform X, Musk says, "I regret some of my posts about President at Real Donald Trump last week. They went too far." At the height of his feud with his former advisor, Trump said,
"I'm very disappointed in Elon."
But after Musk's apology, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says,
"The president acknowledged the statement that Elon put out this morning, and he is appreciative of it, and we are continuing to focus on the business of the American people."
Musk had earlier deleted a post in which he claimed, without evidence, that the government was concealing information about the president's association with infamous pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Dozens of L.A. area mayors are banding together to demand the Trump administration end its immigration raids, saying they're spreading fear. The White House is hailing progress in trade talks with China. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
China has agreed to open their markets to the United States separately of this deal. And when it comes to this deal, we're going back to the terms that were agreed upon in Geneva for the release of some of those critical minerals and the magnets from China to the United States.
And Julie Walker has a split partial verdict.
Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein was convicted of one of the top charges in his sex crimes retrial in New York, but acquitted on another, and jurors were as yet unable to reach a verdict on a third charge. They will come back Thursday to continue deliberations. Weinstein's initial conviction 5 years ago was thrown out. This time, the majority female jury convicted the former studio boss of forcibly subjecting one of the three women who testified against him to a criminal sex act in 2006. But jurors acquitted Weinstein of another criminal sex act charge from 2006, and jurors could not decide on the charge that he raped another woman in 2013. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Movie props going up for auction. Lisa Dwyer reports the trove includes
the Rosebud sled from Citizen Kane,
Rosebud,
Macaulay Culkin's snowcap from Home Alone, and a whip wielded by Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. The sale from Heritage Auctions begins July 15th and includes gems from the Star Wars galaxy, like a filming miniature of Luke Skywalker's X-Wing Starfighter from The Empire Strikes Back, and lightsabers wielded by Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker in Revenge of the Sith. Also up for sale, the blue velvet suit that Mike Myers wore as Austin Powers in Goldmember.
I did it again, baby!
Yeah! I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.